Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Daria Albinger,
and here are today's top local stories.
A cluster of Legionnaires' disease cases in Harlem is now deadly. The city health department says at least two people out of the nearly 60 infected have died. Dr. Michael Aziz is an attending physician with Lenox Hill Hospital.
It happens in Harlem probably because there's some cooling towers that are infected with the bacteria, which leads when people breathe that air, they can get infected, they can get fever and chills. And it could be happening in Harlem, not only because of the infection, because also some people are more predisposed to the disease, especially if you're over 50, if you smoke.
He also says if you have a respiratory condition like COPD or asthma, you may be more perceptible. There's also a lot of cooling towers in Harlem, and he says, and that could be one reason why. He says the symptoms are similar to the flu, and if you live or work in the area where the outbreak is underway, get medical help immediately if you have symptoms. Legionnaires' disease is a form of pneumonia, which is spread through water droplets, not person to person. A 13-year-old is in critical condition after he collided with an MTA bus in Staten Island while he was riding his moped. Police say it happened about 1 a.m. on Castleton Avenue in Port Richmond. The boy was taken to Richmond University Medical Center with a head injury. Neither the bus operator nor the three passengers on the bus were injured. Congratulations, Crown Heights Keepers. You still have the greenest block in Brooklyn.
A tree grows in Brooklyn. In fact, several of them on this block of Eastern Parkway and Crown Heights. The Brooklyn Botanic Garden Award conferred on this stretch where a block association tends communal herb gardens and paints benches where people can sit and enjoy the view. What makes this year's number one different is the buildings on the block, mostly apartments on a busy street as opposed to the quiet residential blocks that usually win Brooklyn's greenest in a contest that's been held since the 1990s. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Crown Heights.
The owner of Long Island's Ohika Castle says he's filed for bankruptcy in order to hold off a foreclosure sale of the historic property. Gary Milius says the castle has been in foreclosure for 10 years and it was to be put up for sale this week. The property, which is listed in the filing of Can Property Owner LLC, owns $63.5 million to creditors. The filing says the property has no cash on hand and just over $57 in a checking account. The property has nearly $93 million in assets, though, including the castle, machinery, equipment, and vehicles. Ohika Castle, which is located in Huntington, is a popular wedding venue, restaurant, and hotel. The website says the 109,000-square-foot French-style chateau is the second-largest private residence ever built in the U.S. Melia says the Castle Hotel and Estate will continue to operate and that the weddings are still on while the case continues in court. Here's an update on a story that we told you about here on 1010 Winds. A high school graduate from Scarsdale who was detained by ICE after a routine hearing is free after considerable public outcry.
Very emotional reunion as 20-year-old Yeonsu Go hugging her mother after walking out of 26 Federal Plaza about 8 last night. The sound there from PIX 11. Homeland Security had been insisting that they detain Go because her visa expired 2 years ago. But now she's back home this morning with her mom in Scarsdale, hoping to get back to her classes at Purdue University soon. Go asked what it was like to be out after 5 days, including a couple of days detained in Louisiana.
It's so great. It's better than never.
Go's lawyer insisting her visa is valid until December. I've put in word to Homeland Security to try to get additional response as to what happened here. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
In Queens, four police officers were hospitalized after they crashed into one another. happened about 10 o'clock last night when the two cruisers responded to an incident in the Rockaways. They collided at Rockaway Freeway and Beach 35th Street. Luckily, none of them were seriously injured. A teen is recovering in Long Island after being stabbed during a fight. Suffolk County police say the 17-year-old was taken to a nearby hospital after a fight at Manor Field Park went south, very south. He's doing okay, but the community is worried this time isn't going to be the last. The incident last night is now the second time that a stabbing has happened in less than 3 weeks in this area. Police are investigating both fights. There are no arrests yet. A Little League team on Long Island is getting really close to the championship game.
Scott Santelli's phone's been ringing off the hook. He's getting dozens of messages by text per hour now that his team is just a win away from Williamsport. He says his players are playing wiffle ball constantly to try to stay relaxed, but are realizing now what a big deal this is.
They have a larger TV here in the complex, and I think it hit them when, like, oh my goodness, like, we actually are on TV. You know, when they finally saw themselves on TV last night, I think it finally hit, like, oh my God, this is pretty big.
Their ace, Jeremy Katz, will start the game, and Santelli tells me his other pitchers are well-rested and ready to go. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.